All right, we're going to move on to item nine. Mr. Weller's pound nut.
Sir.
Good afternoon. This is a case involving a protested location for a new pound nut. The application was by Mr. Eric C. Weller of Virginia Beach. It's to locate one pound nut in Chesapeake Bay, particularly to the east side of Gwynn's Island. Just to point out, as was in your evaluation packet, the review of pound nut locations is provided in Chapter 20, Section 30 of Chapter 20, 25, and there are six items that we look at: reasonable and permissible uses of state waters, the marine fishery resources of the Commonwealth, tidal wetlands, adjacent nearby properties, water quality, and submerged aquatic vegetation. Mr. Weller's application for this pound net is, as I've mentioned, to the east of Gwynn's Island. This is a general map of where we have fixed fishing devices throughout the Commonwealth at this time. The green indicates where we have concentrations of the pound nets that are applied, and you can see of concentrations along the eastern shore, along Virginia Beach, and along the northern neck. Mr. Weller's application is here along Gwynn's Island. Closing in a little bit, getting a little closer in, this here is Gwynn's Island. The location of the net is approximately here where the star is. Navigation channels for the pound net are to the north, coming out of the Pyank Tank, and to the south, coming out of the area known as the hole in the wall. This is the area that actually has been experienced quite a bit of shoaling and has been difficult to navigate, that we found out through the winter ourselves when we were doing some survey work in that area. A little closer in view of where the pound net is located along Gwynn's Island. This box here, which I'll depict in another picture, is actually the Gwynn's Island Reef. It is one of our 23 artificial reef structures that are maintained by our artificial reef department here in VMRC. Again, this is the channel area to the south, approximately 7,200 feet to the south, and this is from the area known as the hole in the wall that leads out. Again, the hole in the wall to the south. This is the location of our pound net. It is, the proposed location is approximately 1,200 feet in length. It is 2,400 feet to the closest point on shore, a little bit to the west-northwest, and is 4,300 feet from Gwynn's Island Artificial Reef, so a little bit more than three-quarters of a mile away from the Gwynn's Island Reef structure. We did receive public comments on the net. We have two written protest letters. These were included in your evaluation packet, attachments 6 and 7. Ms. Davis and Ms. Newman object to the placement of this pound net, or basically the placement of commercial fishing operations so near their property on Gwynn's Island. They have concerns that this area is popular with the boaters, swimmers, recreational and commercial uses, and would be a potential safety hazard for boaters and marine mammals. Going back to where we start from the review, the six items that we review for this. Other reasonable and permissible uses of state waters. It is a reasonable and permissible use of the waters. Pound nets do exist in Chesapeake Bay. We have identified at times when we have a direct conflict with a channel or a recreational area, but we haven't come across that here. Marine fishery resources of the Commonwealth. This is the same area that is currently available to non-fixed commercial gear to be used, crab pots, gill nets, and others. So we don't see this being a detrimental addition to the area. There's no evidence to suggest that by placing a fixed device here that we're going to be causing any additional harm to our marine resources. There are no tidal wetlands at issue here. Adjacent nearby properties, again, the nearest land-based property is 2,400 feet to the west, and our Gwynn's Island Reef is 4,300 feet to the east, so it is not in conflict with either of those. No issues identified for water quality, and also no issues identified with any submerged aquatic vegetation in that area. Staff is recommending the approval of this site as proposed by Mr. Weller. I believe the applicant is here and possibly also the protesters.
Okay. What's the depth of water approximately?
The depth of water indicated in the charts is somewhere in the 12 to 14 range, possibly even 17, 18 feet in that area.
So there appears to be plenty of deep water shoreward of the net for navigation as well as offshore.
Right. Other questions, Mr. Plumlee?
Was there a review for impacts to endangered or threatened species?
A direct review? No, sir.
Okay.
This area, I will make note, as we noted in the evaluation packet, that the placement of this pound net in this particular area is actually outside of the pound net regulated zones for modified leaders, which are in place for marine mammals.
Right. Thank you.
Mr. Erskine.
Joe, what is the channel location to the east? It's pretty far offshore, I would think.
It is very far offshore. I'm not even sure. Yeah. So here's your channel coming out of the Yank Tank. Here's your hole-in-the-wall channel leading out. And then here's the outbound channel in this area here.
Okay.
So if this is 4,300 feet here, we're talking a few miles out to get to the main channel. Though, obviously, this is shallow enough water. A shallow draft vessel will definitely operate in this area because the reef is located in there and a lot of recreational traffic could be going to and from the reef.
Okay.
Anyone else? Is Mr. Weller present?
He was here. I saw him earlier downstairs.
Eric Weller. No?
Surprise.
Okay, while we're waiting, anyone else here to speak on this matter? Yes, ma'am, come forward, please. You can come forward. Okay.
I need to swear her.
It's on the left.
Did you swear me?
I am Christy Davis, one of the people that protested this pound net. I don't know whether you're aware that the Quinns Island campground is under new ownership, and they are presently about to construct a 1,000-foot pier, which is going to cause a lot more boat traffic, and it's not far from where the pound net is located. It's just a little bit to the north. If you see where the island juts out, that's where the campground is. And also, what disturbs me the most is this is right in the path of the dolphin. They go up and down the bay all the time. And does anybody keep statistics for how many dolphin have been killed in pound nets?
We do.
How can someone find out what that is?
Joe, you want to respond?
Yeah, there is a marine stranding program with the Virginia Marine Science Museum. They are the actual stranding team for Virginia, and they keep all those.
So the folks at the Marine Science Museum in Virginia Beach.
Marine Science Museum in Virginia Beach.
And what do we know about dolphins in the area?
I spoke with our staff that do protect resources. We're not aware of anything that's occurred in that general western side of the bay. And in recent times, there. Most of the take that we have are in the southeast part of the bay toward Fisherman's Island or along the east side up toward the Maryland line, but along the east and the south side of the bay. Not much interaction can come up with on the west side. Not to say there hasn't been something, but usually it's an east side, south side of the bay issue.
Excuse me, I see the dolphin all the time.
But we're not denying the dolphins do occur up in those waters. But we're staying for the interaction. It tends to be on the east side of the bay.
Okay.
They travel down the bay, usually in the morning, and then later on in the day, they travel up the bay and head into the Piankatank River.
Okay.
And also, I'm concerned about possibly the effect on turtles getting trapped in these nets.
We have information on turtles as well. Joe, you want to talk about that? In fact, this commission has taken action to prevent turtle interactions.
It's
where
the
they
same
occur
team
from.
Out of Virginia Beach that keeps up with that. And we have no indication with staff looking at this issue that this was an issue in that particular vicinity.
And this net would be located above the line that requires certain leaders in the pound nets.
Well, The white area here depicted on the map is Pound Net Regulated Area 1. That's where modified leaders are required on pound nets that are not directly considered inshore pound nets. As you can see, the area where this net is being placed or being proposed to be placed off Gwynn's Island is well above that location.
What is required in the regulated area?
In the regulated area, it's a modified leader, so it's basically, and I actually have the text with me. So a modified leader means a pound net leader that is affixed to or resting on the seafloor. It is made of a lower portion of mesh and an upper portion of only vertical lines, such that the mesh size is equal to or less than 8 inches stretch mesh. And at any particular point along the leader, the height of the mesh from the seafloor to the top of the mesh must be no more than one-third the depth of the water at mean low water directly above that particular point. The mesh is held in place by a bottom chain that forms the lowermost part of the pound net leader, and the vertical lines extend from the top of the mesh up to the top line, which is the line that forms the uppermost part of the pound net leader.
The idea being the turtles can get through that type of leader,
yes,
where we have seen a lot of evidence of interactions in the past.
That is true.
Anything else?
Has anyone been on Gwynn's Island to observe the traffic in the summer? The jet skis constantly up and down. Other boats. You know, I think this could be a hazard.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Is Mr. Weller here? Still haven't been able to locate him. All right. I guess the matter's before the commission.
Do
you have questions or staff?
I do have one quick question for Mr. Grist, and that is, you know, in the eastern shore there in the on our area around Kiptopeak, we've had interactions with turtles and dolphins, mm-hmm, but we've got a lot of pound nets.
Yeah.
You know, on Gwynn's Island, do they have the same number of pound net nets? And, I mean, would we see the same thing, I guess, is my question, if we had the same number of pound nets? I mean, you know, sometimes if you build it, they will come kind of scenario in this regard.
Yes, I understand. So I'll go back to the opening slide here. Currently, we don't have any fixed fishing devices in and around Gwynn's Island.
Right.
There have been there in the past, but according to engineering, the most recent they can come up with records is over 10 years ago in this particular area.
Right.
There haven't been any fixed fishing devices in that time period since. So this would be the first device in quite a number of years in that vicinity in the bay. But just to its north, a couple miles to the north is the Rappahannock River, and that's where you start seeing the line of pound nets running up the northern net.
Right.
And then to the south, near the mouth of the Mob Jack, we have a series of pound nets in that vicinity as well.
And in both those locations, you're not seeing any interaction with
them? No evidence has been brought forth to the staff on that. I'll never say no interaction.
Right. Sure.
But nothing substantial like we get reported in the southeast part of the bay.
Okay.
Any other questions? Matters before the commission.
My question is, do we need to have the applicant here to ask certain questions of before we consider it, or we can't recall specific pound net approval in the past without the applicant here to?
I think it's your choice. I think it would be nice to have the applicant here to answer your questions and concerns, and I don't have any problem delaying this if you want until the applicant can show up and be here. We were assuming he would be here.
Yes.
He was in the building before left. We probably have his number in Northcraft to be able to call himself.
Well,
In my mind, we have one protestant, and we've had no one rebut the protestant's comments. And that would obviously have been the applicant, I suspect, and made some comment about those protests. I don't mind seeing this moved until a time that the applicant can be present.
I'd
make that a motion.
All right.
Everybody understand the motion? Any comments? Any objection to the motions? All right, hearing none, we will delay until he can stand before us, whether it's
okay.
If it's later this meeting, I don't think we're going to be here a lot longer, but if he happens to be in the neighborhood and can come back, he's welcome. Okay. But otherwise,
that's the presentation I needed.
We would hope to see him next month.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Mr. Sessoms.
Oh.